Oh God, we lift you up, Lord. We lift you up and we glorify you on today, Lord, because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are great and you are greatly to be praised, Lord. There is nobody else that is like you, God. And we want to bless you and exalt you on this morning, God, because you are excellent. We want to give you our best praise and our best worship, God, because you are worthy of it, God. We dare not any idiocosha. Into your sanctuary, being too cute, being too modest. We dare not allow any rocks to cry for us, God. But we're going to exalt you on today, Lord, with the very fruit of our lips, because that's why you created us, God. We're going to give you your koshanedelakasia. We're going to give you that sound, God, because you're worthy of it, God. You're worthy. God, we're gonna lift you up, God, because you're worthy, God. You said that if we lift you up, you'll draw us just a little bit closer, and we want to be closer to you. I want to be closer to your God. We want to let your feet, we want to hear your voice, we want to be in your presence, we want to suck with you today, God. So we're gonna bless you, we're gonna reverence you, we're gonna bow down to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! There is nobody that is like you, God, in all the earth. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are great, and you are greatly to be praised. There's none like you now, then, and even to come. You are truly one of a kind, and we want to exalt you on today as being our Lord, our God, our King, our everything. We want to magnify your holy name because you're worthy. We want to lift up your holy name because you are sovereign. You are omnipotent, God. You are omnipresent. And we want to acknowledge you, Lord, as being the sole source and the very essence of our being. You are our creator. You are majestic. You are God. And you are God out by yourself. And we bless you right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God, I don't care what nobody else is doing, but I bless you. If I gotta bless you by myself, I'm gonna give it to you, Lord, because you've done so much for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's nothing, Father God, that we will exalt higher than you. And if by chance we have, we want to pull it down right now, God. Any crown we ever worn, we lay at your feet. Any title we ever obtained, we lay at your feet. Any position we ever accomplished, we lay it at your feet right now, God. Because you're worthy, God. And we know that you are all powerful. We know that you are the very essence of our being. You are the epitome of our creation. And we bless you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! 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 There's none, God, that deserves it more than you, God. And we want to bow down to you. We want to let you know just how much we love you. We want you to know just how much we appreciate you. Oh God, we don't love nothing more than you. We don't appreciate nobody more than you. Hallelujah. Oh God, because you've done so much. You stepped in, Father God, when we did not even know how to step out of it. You walked into it, God, when we were stuck and could not walk out of it. Hallelujah. Oh God, we reverence you for it all. We reverence you for it all. We bless you right now, God. And we will not be distracted. And we will not be consumed by the cares of this world and this life. That we cannot glorify you. Because you're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. You are worthy, God. Haya baba hashanere la kafia. You are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. Haya baba hashanere lo kosia. You are worthy, God. Oh, mama nere lo koshanere la kafia. Haya mama nere lo kosia. Oh God, we're welcoming you into the sanctuary. We're welcoming you into our hearts. We're welcoming you into our minds. We're welcoming you into in our bodies. We're welcoming you into our thoughts. We're welcoming you right now, God. Take residence in this place. Come and be amongst us, Lord. Sit amongst us today, God. Higher, higher, higher. Take us higher, God. Higher, higher. Oh, God. He said, among you, exalt me to higher. I'm going to take you. See, I'm trying to go from glory to glory. I don't want to be complacent. I don't want to sit down and not praise God. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will exalt you, God. Because you're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, God. Haya baba baha shande de loko sana. Oh God, abi oko shande de la didi loko shande de la kafia. Oh God, we cannot do anything without you. You are the very reason that we move. You are our being. You are any and everything, God. And we want to glorify you right now, God. We're not going to worry about what nobody else is doing, God. But we're going to do it individually, in spirit, and in truth. Because you are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. We dare not go any further before we give you what is due you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He cannot loco shanne de la casia. Oh God, any and everything that is not like you, Lord, we're asking you to purge it out of our hearts, God, that causes us to be in a place of stagnation. Oh God, help us on today, Father God, even in our unbelief, Lord. I'm asking you to build your people up on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and open up their mind and their heart, God, that they may be able to accept your truth and your word, God, that they may be able to be free, even from their own thoughts and their own actions, God. I'm asking you to pastor your people, God. Oh God, do it, Lord. Do it right now, Father God. He can't let a local shun it like I see ya. Oh, mama, niaka shun it a local see ya. Oh God, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you even in advance for what you are about to do in our lives, Lord. We thank you in advance, God. We ask you, Lord, to answer these prayers and all others in your Son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. There's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of doubting God and the things that we know that he can do, but because of our unbelief, these things are not being manifested in our lives. We need to understand that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or imagine. We need to understand that God is capable and that he is even able to do these things. But we as people have a tendency of putting our own selves in that place of unbelief through our doubt. We as people, this is what we do to our own selves. Believe that God is any and everything that they need.
Yes, Lord.
Because you got to believe it in order for things to occur in your life. have a tendency of speaking some things that manifest all because we spoke them. Today the Lord started ministering to me about words. He started ministering to me about some words. Let me just pause. He started ministering to me about some words that we have a tendency of speaking within our own life. We is the ones, we manifest things. We conjure things. Two ways, our thoughts and the words we speak. We don't understand really the depth that our words can take and root inside of us. See, we're going to go to Proverbs. I just want to read this one scripture. And then after we go to Proverbs, we're going to Matthews. Because I'm going to prove it to you. I'm going to prove to you the word of God today. Because we need to all get to that place of understanding just how powerful. See,
Proverbs 18.
Proverbs 18. We sit around here and we worry about what other people is thinking of us. What other people, how other people look at us. We sit around here and we be so concerned about that until we start looking at ourselves in a different way. We start thinking about our own selves in a different way. This is why it's so easy for us to engage ourselves into a captive state. How do we do that? Because in the midst of us worrying about what other people thinking or what other people saying or how they look at us, we try to approve something. Because we want to alter what they think. Now, mind you, they could very well be thinking the opposite of what you thinking they thinking. But we, as people, have a tendency to do it to our own selves. Because first, the Bible declares that God has already justified us, so you ain't got to prove nothing to me, him, her, they, we, none of us. You do not even have to show your worth because God says your gift will make room for you. Listen. Just one more time. Okay, I'm going to say it again. You do not have to prove yourself to absolutely nobody because Jesus, when he came from heaven on our behalf to show you how much he loved you, he justified you then. Not just with justification, but with worth to prove you worthy enough for me to die for you. So stop belittling yourself. See, we speak things over our own lives. And in the midst of us speaking these things over our own lives, we think somebody else thinks that same thing about us. Because we're looking for authentication. We looking for authentication. How are we looking for authentication? Let me give y'all something simple. When we get up and we get ourselves dressed and such, we think we're beautiful and we think we're pretty, and then we go somewhere, and in the midst of it, we already know we look good and we want somebody to compliment us. We do. We do. We want somebody to compliment us, because that will help us to justify what we think we saw in that mirror. And then if they don't, it's one of two things that happen. Oh, I know I look good. They're just jealous and don't want to say nothing. Or we be like a turtle and crawl in our shell. And step away, because we don't want nobody to think that we're that. Oh, I'm that, babe. I am. I'm going to speak that over my own life. I don't need nobody to tell me I look good. I don't need to. But I'm not going to look in no mirror and belittle myself. I'm not. I don't know about nobody else. Because that word that you speak will convince you that it is true when it's a lie. Because the Bible says we are beautiful and wonderful. I'm just saying. Proverbs 18 and 21. The Bible declares that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I think I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, because I'm excited about the word today. Come on. See, we believe so many things that we speak, and to it hinder us from seeing truth. The name of the sermon today: Faith's Power. And then it's a colon. The words we speak. Faith. Now, what is faith? Faith is firm belief in something for which there is no proof. It's complete trust. Something that is believed, especially with strong conviction. It's belief without question. It's belief and trust in and loyalty to God. Now, that's what Webster said. Okay? But we know in Hebrews 11 and 1 that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. See, we know the difference in it. But in knowing the difference in it, what it is that we have to believe that thing. Faith's power, the words we speak. See, let me read what power means. It's the ability to act or produce an effect. You can speak and belittle yourself so much out loud until the faith, which is belief, that has activated inside of you till you start believing that you are that low. You will start believing it so until you start dressing like it or not. You'll start acting like it, and you'll start doing it anyway until what you think other people think is the opposite of what they think. They'll be like, well, why they won't do this? Or what's wrong with them? Because they so pretty. And why they acting? But you thinking that they thinking what you thinking. When your thought has spoke a lie into you, until you believed what you thought about yourself. I'm just saying. The name of the sermon today is Faith's Power, the words we speak. You ain't gonna belittle yourself or believe that you are not this unless you trust that that's what it is. I told y'all Friday what trust and belief was. Y'all know the difference. So if you believe that thing about yourself, then you trust in it. And by you trusting in it, you gonna walk in, you gonna live in, you gonna dress like it, you gonna talk like it, you gonna think like it. Now you done spoke that thing over your own self, which was a lie that has blinded you into believing it's the truth. I'm gonna prove it. Can I prove it? I'm gonna prove it. What is power? It's mental, moral, or physical might. The right or means to command or control. It's a natural ability of the mind or the body. We're going to Proverbs. I'm telling you, speak. What does speak mean? It's to utter words or articulate sound with the ordinary voice as in talk. It's to express thoughts, opinions, emotions, or feelings orally and verbally. Okay. Faith's power. Faith is a firm belief in something. Do you firmly believe that you're ugly or you're not worthy? Do you firmly believe that you're not good enough or you can't be or won't be? Or do you firmly believe that God will do it for them and not for you? Do you firmly believe that? Because if you believe it, guess what you're doing? Speaking it to yourself or speaking it out loud. When you speak these things, it carries some kind of weight, because that's what power is. The Bible, I just read it. Listen to this. I'm finna prove it. Listen to this. Everything I just said is scripture. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit of it. What do that mean? Everything that you speak, that's exactly what it's going to be. You're going to eat that. How's you going to eat it? Because it's going to become fruitful. It's going to be fruitful inside of you. Are y'all getting it? It's going to be fruitful inside of you. So if you speak it, that means that you believe it. And if you believe it, it is so. It is so. It is so. Did you hear what I say? Oh, I ain't gonna never be able to. Or people always do that to me. Or you know what I'm talking. What you doing? What are you doing? You speak. It could be something that God has killed in you through His Word. He could simply say what you are. He done killed that thought that you have been carrying for years. He done kill, and then you come and speak life right back into it. Right back into it. So now you captive again. Ain't nobody got to do it to you. Ain't nobody got to say it to you. We as people do it to ourselves. I'm talking about the words we speak, baby. I'm talking about the words we speak even to our own self. Because I talk to myself. I don't know about nobody else. I talk to myself, baby. Did you hear what I say? And I even answer myself sometimes too. I'm just saying. I'm saying that the words we speak can very well put us in a place of depression, sadness, lost hope, degradation, segregation. It'll put us in a place of anger. It'll put us in a place of rage. It'll put us in a place of bitterness and vengeful. The words that we speak, baby, how about the words that's spoken to? See, if we are not in a balanced mental state, those words that are even spoken to can alter what we speak after. We gonna talk about that word after, because that's a whole nother sermon. See, I'm just gonna say this again. Proverbs. I just read it. I'm gonna read it one more time. Proverbs chapter 18 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit of it. So, in other words, you better watch what you speak. Because you planting all your own seeds, and your thoughts is what water them. And then the increase comes. Are y'all following me? Can I prove it to y'all? I'm gonna prove it. Let's go to Matthew's chapter 21. I'ma prove it. I'm finna prove it. See, Jesus tried to teach us all these things. And in teaching us all these things, because it's so many times that leaders or speakers or whatever, they preach on this stuff, but they ain't giving it all to us, that we may fall into a place of understanding. Because the Bible says, and getting understanding, keep getting it. Just keep getting it. Just keep. Now, you ain't going to be able to understand nothing if you're leaning to your own understanding. If you lean into your own understanding, baby, you speaking some words that is a lie. Why you say that? Because the Bible say, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. What do he mean by that? Don't be deceived by what you see and what you hear, because everything that you see and hear is really not what it pertains to be. And deception is real. We could be with our own selves. Ain't nobody. The Bible says, who has bewitched you into not believing or turning from the truth? Say, myself. Ain't nobody got to brainwash you, deceive you, or tell you absolutely. Baby, because we do it to our own selves. Why? Because of the words we speak. And they do not have to be out loud. We can speak it to ourselves. Did you hear what I said? And answer yourself too. And don't let no extra voices be going on, because y'all do know the devil talk too. Okay. Okay. Now listen to this. Matthew chapter 21. We're going to start at verse 18. Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. Talking about Jesus. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon, but leaves only, and said unto it. See, I'm going to say this again, because before I get to this part, because he just opened that thing up. Listen. Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing on it, but leaves only, and said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforward forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled. And what is marvel? One that causes wonder or astonishment. It's intense surprise or interest. It's something extraordinary. So they standing there gazing with their mouth open. What the? Listen to this. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how soon is the fig tree withered away? So it happened right quick, right? Mm-hmm. Listen to this. This should help y'all right here. Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith, this is faith power right here, listen. And doubt not. What is doubt? Let me tell y'all what doubt is. It's to call into question the truth. Doubt is to lack confidence in. Doubt is a feeling or attitude. He had me telling y'all to watch your attitude concerning stuff when you're going through. That one does not know the truthfulness or trustworthiness of someone or something. What do believe mean? It's to accept the word or evidence of something as true, genuine, real, or factual. So I'm going to start from the top. Matthew's chapter 21, verse 18. Now in the morning as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforward forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how soon is the fig tree withered away? Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, pay attention to this, but also if you say, so I'm talking about the words you speak, baby. I'm talking about some stuff that has power of death and life that you speak. Listen to this. Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall, means it's a guarantee. It's a guarantee that if I speak to that situation that got me thinking and believing that it can't change, baby, and I speak death on it, it's going to be a different kind of life that comes to, because my belief is, and I'm not doubting. Pay attention. Listen to this. Verily, I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive it. I'm gonna say this again. Jesus. He did not say some of the stuff you pray to me. He said, just believe it. He did not say, I may do it, or it may happen. He said, believe and doubt not, and you're going to receive that thing. He did not say, oh, it's done. See, I'm going to say this again. I'm going to say this one more time. First, stop speaking to yourself. They got to do it for them and not me. See, because God ain't got no respect of persons. And he done already done told you that you were valuable. He proved it when he died. So, stop speaking that word of your own self, deceiving yourself, and forfeiting your rights. Because we got rights. He had me to preach, and I had a sermon. If y'all go back and look, the name of it is Passage of Rights. Rights of Passage. See, we got some kind of rights, but we don't utilize it. We do not utilize it because we speak in our own stuff. He has given you, but he says, speak those things as if they're new. He said, wait a minute, we talking about Jesus, y'all. Jesus said, I'm trying to convince you and let you know that what you heard me say, you can say it. You can say it and you just don't doubt and believe it. And then mess around and come to my Father and pray for it and believe it. You're going to get that thing. I'm going to say this to y'all one more time. I've been saying it ever since January. You could get absolutely anything that you want at any time you want. You can. And when God says, not yet, he is not saying no. So you in expectation, because when you went and prayed about that thing, you believed that you was going to get it. You just got to wait. That's it.
Thank you, Lord.
Did you hear me? You ain't got to walk around here and belittle yourself or make yourself think and believe that somebody else is more valuable or more better than you. Because the Bible says that we are all royalty. So we all have a posture in God that has some kind of clout. Because royalty got clout. I'm an aristocrat, baby. Did you hear what I say? Now, if God said it, it's just simply yes and amen. That's in the Bible. So, why are you of little faith? Why is your faith wavering? Because it ain't happening right quick. See, because that I ain't even got to Hebrews yet.
Come on.
I ain't even got there yet. See, because I'm going to break down that scripture so that y'all can activate the riches of the land.
Come on, come on.
So that, what is the riches of the land? Say life.
Life.
In abundance.
In abundance.
See, life in abundance means everything. That's what life in abundance means. It means joy in the midst of sadness. See, people were still trying to figure out and wonder why are you still so joy? You glad your mama died? No.
Come on, I got peace.
But how about I'm letting the dead bury the dead? How about I got joy? See, because, and I tried to explain this to my sister. The Bible promised us 70 years to live on this earth, which is 70 years. My mother passed away and she was 77. She got some extension to her life. So what am I grieving for? What we need to understand is that when we speak stuff, it has power. This is why I keep telling, what's the name? Always saying their kids bad. I say, stop telling them they bad. They not bad. They just mischievous and curious. Because the Bible declares that a man child is born of a few days yet full of trouble. That's mischievousness. That's just what it is. Stop. See, it alters some things. See, when you speak some things to your kids as they're coming up, those things are being planted and it water in their mouth. Okay, if you keep getting bullied in school and people keep calling you ugly, or people keep saying or calling you names or doing a certain thing or such, and I'm going to use myself for an example. I used to get bullied in school and they used to always talk about me. They used to talk about my weight and call me the teacher's pet. They called me the teacher's pet because I was the smartest in the class. And they used to always say, you so smart. You just think you so smart. You always this and you always that. And every time, such, such, such. But see, what they did not know what they were doing, they were bullying me and speaking life into me. But I took it the wrong way. And because of what I thought other people was thinking of me, I started thinking another way, which is opposite of what... I'm just saying, I'm giving y'all an example of how we think about our own selves and other people thinking completely opposite. So we doing what to our own self? Belittling our own selves. We belittle our own self, and that's what Yvette did. I say, you know what? I'm gonna intentionally not get this answer right. I'm doing this to myself. Now they done already done told me that I'm smart. They done already done said. Now mind you, they looking at me in a way that caused me to feel some type of way because they always janking me. But I'm looking at myself in a way I don't want to get janked. So I'm gonna be like, are y'all getting it?
Yes.
Are you? So what am I doing to myself? Ain't nobody else doing it. They're speaking life in my life. And I'm killing that thing that was spoken. Okay. How many times you did that when God done spoke a word?
Come on.
Now the Lord done already told you who you was, what you was, what was going to happen. And what he done already told you the end of it. And because it ain't happening when you want it to happen, or ain't nobody acknowledging it because you are taking baby steps, then you start degrading or thinking your own, well, I guess I ain't gonna be, or he doing it for somebody else, or he ain't doing it for me, or he's such and such and such, or I ain't worthy of it, or I don't think so. Then guess what, then? It ain't gonna ever happen for you. Because you speaking that thing out of your own mouth. You telling your own self, oh, God can't do that. And what is that? Say unbelief. You doubting. You doubting God. But he may do it for somebody else, but he ain't gonna do it. That's doubt. Because he didn't already say he was gonna do it for you. Now he may not do it right quick because you ain't ready for it. You ain't ready for it. You ain't ready for it because if he give it to you right now, you may not govern over it appropriately. You may get selfish, you may get prideful. How about you wanna boast? You see what I'm saying? We as people have a tendency of speaking stuff, and ain't nobody else got to speak it but us. It's death and life in the power of the thing that you speak. So what am I going to do next? Any and everything that tries to come up against me, I'm going to speak death to it. I'm not going to speak... Let me help y'all out. See, because some of us is wicked and evil still. All of us is wicked and evil still. Okay. Let me go this way. Y'all, I'm going to have to start ducking in a minute. Listen to me. Listen to me when I sit up here and tell y'all this. We as people have a tendency of thinking and believing a certain thing or a certain way when something is spoken to us from somebody else. And here we go. Our notions, our opinions, our thoughts. Baby, it'll rear up the demons that we thought was gone. Did you hear what I say? Baby, they won't resurface. They was already there. They just was waiting for that opportune time. Did you hear what I say? Because give a person a drink and make a man. Baby, you'll be standing there looking like the disciples was when Jesus, you'll be marvel like, what the? Hold on a minute. What? Because of one word. Now mind you, that word, that phrase of that conversation had been spoken to them so much in their childhood until it can just be in a statement, not even directing it to them. It can just be a statement, not even saying that they were, but that. Ooh, baby. It'll rise up the wicked and evil inside of us, baby, until we can't hear, ain't trying to hear, and don't want to hear absolutely nothing else that they saying because they gonna hear me. Yeah. We talking about us's. The words that we speak. Speak those things as if though they were. So you gonna speak some life to some things. You're gonna speak death to some things. Don't you know? What did David say? What did David say to the very thing that had everybody scared? Now the Bible never said that he wasn't scared, but the Bible did say he had confidence and belief in the one true living God. Now that's what the Bible said. So when that thing or that situation or that circumstance come up, don't get that shut off notice in your mailbox. And in the midst of you getting it in your mailbox, you get to saying this: well, I don't know what I'm gonna do. They gonna come and they gonna come. I'm like, I don't know what's gonna happen there. Ain't nobody trying to help me, so I don't know. You get to speaking all kind of foolishness out your mouth. When you get can I use myself for an example again? So I have not worked since February 26th, year 2000. Let me explain to y'all how God elevates our faith from faith to faith. Okay? So, now mind you, I had the best job ever. I was the system operator of the big three. Chrysler, Ford, and GM. Got paid every week. Best benefits in the world. I ran all the stuff. So, in the midst of it, I went to go check something, and one of the trailer hitches, I was trying to tell the person that they hanging off of there, and when it go through there, it fell off and hit me in my head. Okay? It hit me in my head, it gashed my head, and knocked me out cold, cracked my teeth, and break. And I was out cold. And because nobody can come in the area where I was but me, because you had to have on special stuff to go in there, or you could just mess up the whole system. And I couldn't even tell you how long I was out. And when I got out, I staggered out. And the supervisor that was over the floor, she said, oh my God, all that blood, what happened to her? I was trying to tell her what happened. I went to my doctor. The other supervisor took me to the clinic. You know how they do. And they took me off of work and all this. And so I went to my own doctor. And my own doctor told me that I couldn't work. He said, I had a closed head injury and it fractured my front temporal lobe, okay? And they said that the older I get, that it would cause me to start having seizures and lead to a stroke and all this stuff, and I'd never be at all this different other kind of stuff. And so they said that I could not work anymore. So y'all know the routine. Workman's comp, sue, all that. So, in the midst of it, you know, they fighting because they don't want to pay. and fight. I had absolutely nothing. 5 years straight. They would not give me a food stamp because they said I made entirely too much money, which I made a lot of money. They said that they could not give me no financial assistance because they needed more proof and all this other stuff. This is 5 whole years, y'all. I'm like, Lord, say thank God I was saved at the time. Yes. I say, Lord, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't know what's gonna happen. Now, mind you, God has been talking to me audibly, fluently since I was 8 years old. But He was real quiet. I wouldn't hear nothing. So I said, okay, God. Maybe I need to fast and empty myself out. Because my thoughts had me thinking, because I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm talking out loud. My kids ain't going to eat. I gotta. I gotta make my house payment. Now, mind you, I had one house, but two houses I was buying. Oh, Jesus. I don't know. Now, mind you, all the time I was calling on them, but I was speaking nothing but negativity out of my mouth because I couldn't see what I normally saw. And that was that fat bank account. That was that weekly $1,000 of checks I was getting them. I was there. I'm like, okay, Lord. Now you told me. You said it now. That you was my provider. I need you to provide some because my kids ain't today. And it's 10 a.m. And you know kids be hungry, Lord. So I went in my purse. I said, okay. Got $3.25. I know I need some gas. Gas was cheap then. Did y'all know that? I said, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to use this $3, put some gas in my car, and then I'm going to ride over here to my mom and my sister and see if it, you know. The Bible I just read in the scripture that says when Jesus walked up to that tree, it wasn't on figs there, but only leaves. So when I got over to my sister's house, I was talking to my mama. My sister was on the porch. And I was like, well, shoot, what you cooking? What you doing? She said nothing, and I only got enough for me and my kids. So now see, I went somewhere where I thought it was going to be some figs, but it was just leaves. And so, I want y'all to really get this. Y'all do know I ain't making this up, this true story. So, I said, okay, all right. I just put my last $3 in the gas tank. I say, I don't even know. I say, so, okay. I just kept saying okay because I was just marveled. Because all right. So, I said, okay, Lord. I put my kids in a car. I drove and went and sat in the gas station on the side right there. And in the midst of me sitting there, I was like, I got this quarter left because I only put the $3 in. I was like, I got this quarter left. I said, I can't go in there and buy a bag of chips because it was only, you know, corner. So I sat there, and in the midst of me sitting there, I said, you know what? Church for to get ready to start, and I'm going to church. I'm going to go to church. So I went to church, and in the midst of me in the church, after service was over, you know, the pastor, he had preached everything, you know, did all that, and I was just sitting there, because didn't nobody know my circumstance but my sister and my mom, and they was at church too. And, you know, it was just a church that all the family went to. And didn't nobody know my situation or my circumstance because I had not said anything. And so, when I was going to church, and I know they still do this, they used to send an offering tray around a couple times. And then they would send a tray around and they call it a benevolent offering for the people to put in. And so they did all that. And then after church, when I was getting ready to leave, the pastor say, Sister Yvette, come here. Come here. He said, I want to come into my office. I want to talk to you for a minute. I said, oh, what I did now. He said, because he always fussing at me about ministering and prophesying to people. Okay, he told me he's going to put me out if I do it again. So I'm like, oh, here I go again. So I goes up in there. I'm already going through. Now, this is what I'm thinking. Are y'all paying attention? Because these are the scriptures I just read. It's these thoughts and the things that we speak. Okay, so I'm thinking. This is what I'm thinking and speaking to my. I'm going here. Now I got to shut up. And he don't even know I'm going to go off on anybody. Because, so when I went in there, he say, praise the Lord, baby. He said, I want to pray with you right quick. I said, okay. And so he started praying with me. He started praying. And then after he got through praying, he gave me an envelope. He said, the Lord told me, he put you on my heart, and he told me to give you this. And so I opened up the envelope and instantly started crying because it was filled up with money. And so I took the envelope, and I went and got a hotel room for me and my kids. I did tell y'all I had two houses and I had no money, and I couldn't pay nothing, so I was losing everything. I'm talking about God stripping you from everything. Did you hear what I say? It's first a job, then a house. So I went to the hotel room, and I just was thanking God because I was able, pay attention, to get a room for a week and enough food for a week. Okay? So now, that week up, one more day, I said, oh, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. And then that's when I heard his voice. He said, do you believe that I'm your provider? He didn't ask me, did I trust him on that? He asked me, did I believe? I said, yeah, I believe you my provider. Now, mind you, in him asking me that, I didn't even think about the money that he already gave me through the pastor. I didn't even think about that, okay? He said, do you believe that I am your provider? I said, yeah, I believe you my provider. He said, okay. So, I want to say I had like an hour before it was time to check out. I want to say it was about an hour. I said, you know what, I'm going to run up here to the gas station right quick. And I'm going to put some gas in my car. With this last $10 I got, because I know me and my kids will probably have to sleep in that car. And as I was pumping that gas, this man walked up to me and it looked like his clothes was infused in his body. I knew it was an angel. I came over there and started ministering to me and gave me some money. And then I turned around and looked, he was gone. And so I knew I had enough money to go and pay for another one. So as these weeks was going by, he kept on providing for me. He kept on providing for me. And in the midst of him keep on providing for me, instead of me saying, I don't know. Oh, Lord, my kids came. I say, Lord, I ain't going to worry about it. Because I know that you can fix it for me. I know that you are able to do this thing. Because you got total strangers. See, what we don't understand is God use other people to bless you, baby. He will have your enemy. This lady that went to the pastor, and because she got mad because the Lord had me to walk up to her and tell her, because she was older, don't let nobody despise your youth, and God is using you. And so she was angry with me, but the Lord had me to tell this young lady some things. And in the midst of, she went to the pastor and told the pastor, because she supposed to be the head prophet at the church and all. You know, all these little titles that get on my nerves. And so, baby, I went and told on her. I told my Father in heaven. I said, Lord, I don't even know what I did, but I did what you told me to do. I said, and then she went and such. I said, so Lord, I'm asking you to help me not to hate her, God. I'm asking you to help me, Father God, not to such. So I got to praying for myself. And then the next Sunday, that person that was supposed to be my enemy came in giving me stuff. Giving me stuff. Did y'all hear what I say? See, it's the things that we speak. What did he say? He said, come to me in prayer and believe. I'm going to read these scriptures again, because I'm just going to read them one more time. Wow! Baby. Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. This is Jesus, y'all. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforward forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how soon is the fig tree withered? Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say, it's what you speak, baby. If you say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. There is absolutely nothing that you cannot receive from the Lord if you go to him in prayer and you believe that he can do it. I'm not saying maybe you'll do it, God. I'm not saying could you possibly do it, because he said that there is nothing that is impossible with him. If you go to God in prayer, believing that he's going to heal your body, baby, and the doctor that gave you death sentence, you can speak life into that very thing. You can speak life into you. You can speak life into that thing that everybody thought that it wasn't going to be. Because God says that he has given us power to do these things. There's absolutely nothing that we speak inside of ourselves or even out loud that should be contrary to this word. What do the Bible say in Corinthians? He said we fight not against flesh and blood, and neither do we walk in. The Bible says we are mighty. What is mighty? Power. We are mighty through him. We are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every imagination that exalt itself against the knowledge of the truth. That's the word of God. So if God said one thing, you got to believe that thing that God said. It does not matter what it looked like. It does not matter what other people may say. It does not even matter what you think. Because guess what? Your thoughts are absolutely nothing when it comes to the word of God, baby. Your thoughts will mess you up. It'll make you think and believe that not only you won't be done. And God say he can do all things. You got to allow your faith to work for you in any and every area of your life, even including your own thoughts. Because our thoughts are make us think and believe that we are not what God said we are. Our thoughts will make us think and believe that it ain't going to happen because it ain't happened yet. Delay does not mean denial. Did you hear what I say? If you think and believe that a person can change, this is what you do. Go and pray and believe that God can change it, because you can't. If you think and believe that a thing can stop, speak to it. Speak to it. Speak to her. Do not allow yourself to keep walking around here thinking and believing that it's no capabilities in you. He had me reading last Sunday. It's according to what's working in you, baby. What's inside of you? What you believe for you? What you believe in you? Concerning you? See, he gave us the keys and we don't even want to use them. We let them sit there and get rusty. Or we put them in the wrong door. We put them in the wrong door and wonder why the key broke. It don't fit that door. It don't fit that door. We got to start allowing ourselves to speak some things that we know is true. We got to stop doubting. If God said it, it is so. We're not going to sit up here, you know what, it ain't happened yet, or it happened this many times and then, or it didn't, or it started and then it's, uh-uh. Because God is a God of completion. God is a God of completion. He ain't going to start and stop. He ain't like us. He don't procrastinate, baby. God is not a procrastinator. He ain't like us. He's not. He's a God of balance and stability. Because he said, heavy weights and divers is a sin. So I don't know why you're still carrying all this stuff anywhere. We need to release some things unto the Lord. And then believe he gonna handle it. Now, that's why he having to have y'all to write all this stuff down. Now, everybody in here should have yellow sheets of paper and red pens. In the midst of start writing all that stuff out. Because let me sit up here and tell you something. If you put that, and I tell y'all all the time, don't you take that stuff back with you. You write that stuff down and you leave it here. Because that is a prayer. And then you come up here, you praying for yourself as I get ready to pray for you. And in the midst of it, you believing it is so. The Bible declares you're going to get it. It's going to happen for you, baby. Just make sure you ain't got no hidden intentions or hidden motives behind it. Because he say that prayer is like a vapor and it's a mist. Okay. He ain't even paying attention to that. He ain't paying attention to that. But we going from faith to faith, baby. From glory to glory. We're not going to stay in that same place of thinking and believing that it cannot happen or it will not happen. Because your faith can move things for somebody else. God, I'm just saying. Why do you think he said touch and agree? I can believe something for you that you already believe in. We can touch and agree and pray about it. You got it, baby. The Bible says so. I ain't making it up. I ain't making it up. I'm going to say that one more time. God can say something and you can believe something. And you can speak that thing into life. You telling me what you believe in. Baby, if I walk up to you and touch and agree on that thing and we done prayed about it, you got it. You got it. Did you hear what I say? You can't go doubting because the enemy gonna try to deceive you. He gonna try to deceive you and use that person, that thing, or that situation and try to alter it to make you think and believe that it ain't changing, it won't change, it ain't going to stop, or yeah, God ain't going to do this because you're this and you're that. Baby, the Bible declares that if your ways please God, he ain't going to withhold no good thing from you. So why you thinking and believing that you can't have it? Because in the midst of you falling, because the Bible says just man falls seven times, in the midst of you falling, you are not cast out. So that means you got no chance. Come on, get up. Get up. I believe that if I get up, God going to forgive me for my sins, and he going to throw it in the sea of forgetfulness. Why am I keep bringing it up? Because you doubt that you are forgiven. It ain't that he didn't do it. You won't allow him to. Because of what you think. When you think, you're speaking to yourself. You're speaking to yourself. Those are words, baby. We conjure up our own demise. Ain't nobody got to do it for us. If God said it, it is so. It is done. He said, chapter close. All new beginning. Why is you still over there? You know what? Bye.
I'll leave it right there.
Bye. I ain't even entertaining it. I'm not. I'm not. Because if you still sitting back there, that means you don't believe God has settled it. How did he settle it? Because it don't exist no more. Can't get a do-over. And you can't change it. What did you learn from it? So you won't have to go through it in this chapter. That's it. And that's all. If he said it's closed and it's over, it's closed enough. He said don't worry about it, then don't worry. He said let not your heart be troubled. You believe in me, believe God. So if you believe in God, I know you believe in me, because God is the one that sent me for who? For you. You ain't got to worry about proving yourself to absolutely nobody, because Jesus justified you, everybody in here when he died on that cross. So I ain't got to prove nothing to nobody. I will not give a rat's tail whether you knew or you didn't, because God has already authenticated me. I ain't got to worry about you patting me on my back, baby, because the Bible says he the one that promotes. I don't need you to tell me good job, because God already shows me good job. I'm just saying, y'all. That right there. He said he inspired man to write the word. In the midst of him writing, we speak it out loud. I ain't worrying about nobody coming up against me, because greater is he that is in me. And who is he that it is in the world? The world can't do absolutely nothing to me. They better be careful. Because if I get offended, you ain't got to worry about the repercussions. You're going to be feeling so bad, baby, you're going to want to kill yourself. I'm talking about what the Bible says. So you ain't got to worry about getting no get back. Because he got your back. He say vengeance is mine. He said somebody do something to you, baby. He say bless them and curse them not. You even cause a fire on the head, the kind of you are. Let them go ahead and ramp and rage. Because you can't reason with a fool, baby. Let them be a fool by themselves. Did you hear what I say? It's all in the book. I'm telling you, I ain't making it up. Because I know without a shadow of a doubt that a person can keep speaking something into your life until you start believing it. I went through it from the age of 16 all the way until I got 27 years old. My children's father kept telling me I wasn't this and I wasn't that and that. And I'm like, I'm just trying. Why you want to beat me up? Why you keep telling me ain't nobody? That man didn't tell me ain't nobody. He didn't say, you know how they say, if I can't have you, can't nobody else have you? That joke ain't tell me that. He said, if I can't have you, ain't nobody else going to want you, because I'm going to try to disfigure you. And he tried. He tried. And if you look real close to my face, you'll see all kind of. But let me tell you about the beauty of the Lord.
Come on.
Baby, he done took all the stuff he thought that he can do to me, and I thought that he could too. Girl, bang. Girl, bang. You can't do absolutely nothing to this. because God is a reconstructor. I'm telling you, if y'all really look at my face and you'll see all kind of gash, baby, let me tell you about God. And I never will make up in my life. Ever. Oh, forgive me, Lord. One time, this lady took me to put some makeup on my face at Macy's, and she wanted to show me that what's that expensive stuff. Girl, it broke my face out. I took it off instantly. I got whips all over my. I never ever wore makeup. If I put some gloss on my lips, people think I got on makeup. God will reconstruct you. Did you hear what I say? They told me that I would never have kids in my life. This is what they told me. They told me this when they was taking stuff out of me. You'll never be able to have kids. And you're not. I was laying there. I was like, Lord, you said I have a lineage. They told me this when I was 16 years old. I'm telling y'all, look, God been talking to me fluent for a long time. I said, Lord, you won't have no kids because we had to take your ovary and your tube and your such and such and such, and your other one is so damaged until it's just sterile. We don't have to take that one, but it's sterile. Did you hear what I sit up here and tell you? They told me this when I was 16 years old because I had a cyst. Okay. So, all my friends and everybody getting pregnant, I was like, oh man. I said, I want to have some kids too. The Lord said, I already told you you're going to have a lineage. It ain't in our timing, but it's in God's timing. And so when I turned 20 years old, it was almost my birthday. I was going to get ready to turn 21. And I'm wondering why I'm just so sick and I'm just throwing up at everything I eat all day long. Now, mind you, I had a period until I was 8 months pregnant. Okay? So I'm like, they like you probably. I said, I ain't pregnant. And because I was real skinny, you know, I'm thinking that I'll be showing and all that different other kind of stuff. So I went to the doctor. Because I really would need to go. I'm tired of throwing up. Went to the doctor, and the doctor told me, he said, oh, you 12 weeks pregnant. I said, oh, I can't have no kids. Who pregnant? He said, you are 12 weeks pregnant. And instead of me saying that, I can't have no kids again, I said, God, you told me I was going to have some kids. Listen to me when I sit up here and tell you. Now, mind you, man spoke death to my womb. God spoke life to it. Now, they telling me, I got a partial hysterectomy, and the ones that is left is sterile. And I'm just going to say one word, reconstructor. Baby, God will reconstruct some things inside of you. Did you hear what I say? He'll turn your mind. I did tell y'all I used to take nerve pills too because they said that I had a nerve problem. Let me tell y'all about God reconstructing. Baby, let me tell you about that man Jesus. Because if he said a thing, it is so. He said in his word, I'm your counselor. I ain't have to take them nerve pills no more because he talked to me and I talk bad.
Come on.
Did you hear what I say? He say he's my creditor. It don't matter what a credit score say. God was. Baby, when they tried to take my children from me from a lie. Did you hear what I say? And I'm standing in front of the judge. And I'm trying to tell the judge. And the judge told me to be quiet. And he didn't want to hear nothing else from me. And if I open up my mouth again, that I was going to be in contempt. And I got to listen to the lies. That's okay. I stood there. Now the Lord had already done told me. Because I was on a fast for 3 days. He had already done told me. I am your judge and your lawyer. You ain't got to worry about absolutely nothing because you're going to have favor with the judge. Didn't I tell y'all earlier the enemy is trying to make you think it's a lie? The judge telling me to shut up and contempt. Now, I know what the Lord done told me, but I'm seeing something different. Everything that you see in here is really not what it pertains to be. When it all boils down to it, he listened to everything that they were saying and heard nothing that I wanted to say. And when he stood up and said, I have my verdict. Now, he didn't heard nothing from me. And all he heard was what they say. It was in my favor. Sometimes you just got to shut up. Just shut up. And let God be God. Now, he done told me don't worry about nothing. He was my judge and my lawyer. So why I don't want to get fancy in my pants and see and think that I need it to justify something when he already done justified me? When that judge started talking, he was going off on my sister now and my mom and show me favor, because there was no proof. But I felt like I needed to get in the way. Did I tell y'all I was going to give y'all these stories of how God showed me from faith to faith to faith? See, I don't worry about money, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and everything that dwells in, the silver and the gold. So even if I ain't got no money, I'm waiting for it. I'm not lacking anything, and I don't need absolutely nothing, because God is my provider. I don't worry about the sickness or whatever that they say, that, because he was the first surgeon, he did it on Adam. I ain't got to worry about you. But I had to get to that place, because he had to allow me to experience some things and go through that things to show his glory, baby. I would not have ever known that he was could do the impossible until he showed the possibilities in me. So I know what he can do concerning healing. I know what he can do concerning reconciliation. Because he has proven that. Let's one more scripture. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. What do now mean? I believe. So if I'm going to God in prayer, I believe I'm going to get it right now. I believe that he hear me right now. And if he don't do it right now, it does not mean he ain't going to do it. But I believe him right now. So when I go to God in prayer, I'm believing now. My belief is going to activate some stuff. What is faith? It's knowing that he can do it. It's knowing that he is able. I have confidence that he can do it because I believe it. Why? Because he has proven it to me. Now, he may have proven it to me in this area, and he have not proven it to me in this area yet. But I know that he is able. And if he have not did it in this area, because my now faith, which is believing, has activated the faith to have the confidence. I got that confidence. Now faith is the substance. What is the substance? The reality of the now and the faith. The believing and the knowing has caused that substance to be tangible. I can feel it. I can see it. And even if it's a long way for me to reach, baby, I'm not blinded by it. I know I can get it. Why? Because he said it. If he said it, it is true. I don't give a rat's tail what nobody say. And what is hope? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. What is hope? That assurance. And the evidence, what is evidence? I'm trusting in what? Things not seen. And that's the manifestation. I'm going to start from the top. Now equals believing. Y'all get it? Faith equals the knowing. Substance equals the reality of it. Because what is a substance? Some you see, feel, touch. Hope is assurance. Evidence is trusting. And things not seen is the manifestation. Baby, we walk by faith and not by sight. So faith powers in the words that we speak. So the words that you speak, let them be positive. You can speak negativity inside of your mind. Switch it up. When you go to God and you start praying, believe it and doubt not that it may come into manifestation, because that's what faith is. So I'm going to go to God right now, and I'm going to believe that he's going to do that thing. I don't know when, how, but I'm trusting him. See, you can believe him and not trust him. Everybody in here believe God, but do you trust him? Because to trust him, then you won't be troubled about it. To trust him, you won't be worried about it. To trust him, it won't get you discombobulated in your thoughts, because you believe. Your trust is what activates the belief, and the belief is what brings the thing into the manifestation. There it is. That's it in that song. Write that stuff down. Put it on the altar and start praying for yourself. It's praying time. God has done so much for us already. And to when we're going through stuff, we have a tendency of forgetting what he has already brought us through. God has done so much for us already. Until when we are being challenged, it put us in a whole nother different place. As y'all put that stuff on the altar, please leave it there. Stay on the altar and pray for yourselves. Come up, son. Thank you, Jesus. What have he done for you?
He's so amazing.
Because he have done some things for all of us.
The love he has.
After y'all put that stuff on the altar, please stay on the altar.
I cannot.
And just start praying for yourself. You can take your time and write it down. Y'all know I ain't in a rush. Thank you, Jesus. He's going to do it for you. The Lord says that he's going to change some things on your job, because it be getting kind of challenging. And folk, they better leave you alone. Because people lie. Because they try to raise their own stuff up or get in positions that you may be or do. Don't worry about this. Don't worry. That's going to change. I just told y'all, he'll make your enemies at peace with you, baby. You see what I'm saying? God say, I ain't going to let nothing come upon you unaware. Nothing. Thank you, Jesus. He'll do that thing. If we just sit and think about the things that God has already done for us, baby, then we know without a shadow of a doubt that he could do something else. Because he's amazing. He has done something for all of us. And believe me when I tell you that if God said it, it is so. There's absolutely nothing that the devil can do to stop it. Absolutely nothing. Thank you, Jesus.
And now
Thank you, Jesus. We all want to be on the altar. Eyes closed. Pray for yourself. God is so awesome. Just think of the things that He has already done for you. To that place of degradation and even segregation, God. I'm asking you to touch her in a man. Touch her in a man, God. Lord, move into that thing, God. Stimulate make their hearts so today, God, that they may know without a shadow of a doubt that you are real. Reveal yourself in their lives on today, Father God, as we trust you, as we believe you. Oh God, lift up that spirit of depression on today, Father God, that your people will know that it's going to get better. And this too, child, oh God, change some things. Move some things out the way. Touch in the hearts, God, that your people will not be stunted, God, in believing that you are not able. Do it, God. Do it right now, Lord. Because we need you to move, God. Move in the home.
Yes, Lord.
Every promise.
Yes, Lord.
about each and every individual on this altar, God. Give them your peace. Give them your hope. Give them your restoration. Oh God, touch right now, God. We call it on your name, Lord. New beginnings for you, Kanichu. Because you release her, take hold now, new beginnings. I just keep hearing that real loud. New beginnings. Come on, everybody, just say it. New beginnings. Oh God, He reconstructing some things. Hiya baba ba, shanti de lo kosana. Oh mama de lo kosia. Bless your people on today, God. The Lord has made some of us some promises. He has made all of us some promises. He has stuck some things into our minds that has not yet resonated in our heart. But right now, I want y'all to allow it to trickle down to your heart and just say, I believe, God. Faith works through the words that we speak. I believe God. Everything that He said. I believe God. Every promise. Everything that He said. I believe God. He already provided it when he sent His Son Jesus. I believe God. I believe God. I speak healing in the body. I speak healing in the body right now. I bind and I rebuke lupus. I bind and I rebuke high blood pressure. Yes, Lord. I bind and I rebuke sugar diabetes. Yes, Lord. Any and every sickness that's trying to overtake the bodies of God's people. Yes, Lord. I bind and rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. I speak life to the abundance of it. I believe God.
He always comes through.
I believe God.
I believe God.
Be it unto you according to what you believe. According to what you believe. Jesus. I believe God. I believe He's going to work out that financial stability in the lives of His people. I believe that He's going to fix their marriages. I believe that He's going to heal the bodies inside and out. Every internal organ. I bind and rebuke arthritis in any and every sickness. I speak life to reconciliations with the families because God is God of reconciliation. I believe you, Lord, that every word you say is true. There's nothing that you have spoken that is not true. I will not allow myself to deceive me into believing that it ain't true. I believe God. I find bind up that spirit of doubt in the name of Jesus. And I lose trust in God. I choose to believe. Everything he promised me, I'm going to receive that thing. I believe it for me. What you believe for you? What you believe for you? It's according to what you believe. See, I can believe for myself, and I can believe for you, with you. If you believe what God said to you, speak it, and I touch and agree. I touch and agree this summer. I declare it. I choose to believe. Everything he said about me, everything God said about me, I believe God. If he said it, it is true. Did y'all hear it? I believe God. I just believe God. I choose to believe. It don't matter what I see. It don't matter what I hear. It don't matter what nobody else say. It don't matter even if somebody is against it. I, Yvette, believe God. I believe God. That's it. I believe him. She said, I trust him. I believe him and I trust him. That trust is going to activate that faith that it may come into manifestation. I will touch it, baby. I will feel it. And I will see it because I believe God. Yeah. Everything that he says is written in stone, y'all. It's written by his blood. If you believe it, I guarantee you, you're going to receive it. I believe in it all. I believe he finna send the husbands and the wives. I believe he finna give us a financial breakthrough that we is not going to be able to fathom. I believe that he is going to touch the hearts of our very enemies, and they're going to be at peace with us. I believe God. I believe it not just for myself, but I believe it for my friends, my family, everybody on this altar, and I believe it for everybody that's even attached to you. How about that? How about that? I believe God. Do you really believe him? Because if you believe him, everything that you put on that altar, you ain't going to even think about it no more. Let's not worry. You believe God has done it? Just go ahead and thank him right now. Thank him like you already got it. Thank him like you already got it. Thank you, God. Thank you for doing it for us, Lord. Thank you for showering us with your blessings. Thank you for giving us the healing. Thank you for the prosperity. Thank you for the posterity. Thank you for the reconciliation. Thank you for the new. Thank you for breaking generational curses. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for the wives. Thank you for the husbands. Thank you for the entrepreneurships. Thank you. Thank you. I believe God. I believe God. Faith works, y'all. Activate that thing. I believe God. Everything that he said. I believe God. So, thank you, Jesus. Come on, somebody. You better get yours, baby. Thank you, Jesus. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God in everything that he said. Because I know he is not a God that shall lie. He is not a God that shall lie. So don't even speak it. We're speaking only life. We're not going to say I don't know, because that's doubt. We're going to say I know God. We're not going to try to wonder or figure out when. We're going to say, Lord, I know it's in your timing. We're not going to try to figure it out, Lord, because you're the one that is the author and the finisher. We got to start standing on his word that these things can manifest. I'm telling y'all. Who is y'all going to believe? Do you believe God?
Make a choice to believe God.
I believe God.
No matter what you're going through, no matter what your situation, no matter how bad it looks.
I believe God.
Trust God. Believe that he'll make a way for you. Trust his word. Choose.
The Lord say he may not.
Lord, we believe you. We receive from you.
Watch. Now, I believe God. You watch. I get a local sign. You watch. And it ain't gonna be many days hence, baby. You watch God. I believe God. I stand on his word. The Lord said, enough is enough. Now, the Lord said, enough is enough. Enough is enough. Higher than local shunning and like I said. Chikanid and local shunna. You see. You watch God. He fit a up boot. He got it up. He got to, says the Lord. Higher than local shunning and like I see. No more hidden motives. No more hidden intentions. Doing slick stuff. You watch God. You watch God. You watch him. I guarantee it. You will see it. I guarantee, baby, you watch God. You watch God. You watch him. You watch what he do. He moving it. Baby, it's going to almost be like, you. Now you see me, now you don't. Did you hear me? That's all I hear. Now you see me, now you don't. That's how it's going to be. Watch. A disappearing act. And you ain't going to have to open up your mouth. You ain't opening it up anyway. Because you're scared. But you watch God. He your mouthpiece. Oh God, do it now, God. I believe you, Lord. I believe everything that you say is true. I know you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or imagine. It ain't even enter into our hearts what you can do. Do it for. Do it for everybody on this altar. Everything. All the stuff that. Now he done told you don't worry no more. Don't even let it cross your mind no more. Tell me, Mary, you don't let it cross my mind. I ain't cross my mind. It's over, finished, done again. Because God done already settled. Now, you believe that? Because you got to believe it. And then we won't be afraid. We be afraid because of doubt. Doubt. loud as y'all can on three. One, for real. For real. I believe God. I believe God for any and everything. God. Let's go ahead and praise him, Pam. Go ahead, girl. It's okay. Because when the Lord get to ministering to you personally and get to talk. See, I could sit up here and say stuff all day long. But when the Lord come and say it to you, baby, I saw you, Nicole. You like, yeah, it's a difference, ain't it? It seems like you're marinated then.
Take him at his word.
Come on, y'all. Give him a hand clap of praise. You can go to your seats if you want to. If you can, if not, you can stand right here.
I believe God.
I believe God.
What he said is truth. He always comes through. I believe God. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I believe God, y'all. You know what you want. You can release. It's okay. I believe God. I believe God. I'm touching and agreeing with any and everybody in here. Because I believe God. I know he's able to do that thing. Sometimes you just can't stop. It's hard. Don't try to stop. We're not quenching the spirit. It's okay. God be God. I believe God. I believe God. Father God, every prayer that went forward, God. Everything, Father God, that you said, what you've done, Father God, and what you see. I'm asking you, Father God, to allow those things to become an actuality for your people according to your timing, your purpose, and your will for their lives, Lord. I'm asking you to do it even now, God, in your son Jesus' name. I believe God. God gonna completely heal you. He gonna completely heal you. In your speech, in your home, in your marriage, that you see, God know how to rekindle some stuff that we thought was dead. Baby, he'll bring it to life. If he can bring some dry bones to life, ha, God will fix that thing. Did you hear what I say?
Lord of hosts.
today, y'all. Nothing that God has already delivered you from is going to come back upon you. Because God don't leave residue. That ain't the kind of God I serve. He's a God of completeness. What do you believe? I choose to believe. I'm healed. I'm delivered. And I'm free. I believe God. Thank you, God. In the midst of me waiting for that thing he promised, I'm a worshiper. I'm going to bless him. And I'm going to thank him in advance. I'm going to thank him in advance. And watch what he do. Did I say that enough? Watch God. Y'all sit back and watch God. Y'all think I'm kidding, don't y'all? You'll see. You'll see. Y'all watch. Just watch what he do. God is finna start bringing some things into manifestation.
There comes a time in every believer's life that your faith will be tested.
Doubt no more.
And whose report will you believe?
Just trust him.
You must believe the report.
Say real loud, everybody here. I trust you, Lord, with me.
I trust you, Lord, with me.
What's your situation, no matter?
Because he knows what's best.
Trust God. Believe that he'll make a way for you.
He knows what's best. He know what you need and what you don't need. And watch it just start pouring. Start falling. Watch. I believe God. Come on, y'all. Let's give him a hand clap of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word, God. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your freedom. Thank you for your assurance. Thank you for your hope. Thank you for the new. Thank you for removing the old. Thank you for your clarity. Thank you for your understanding. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for doing what you do best, and that's simply seeing about us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all finna start getting some new cards. Some of y'all finna move even into your own place. Some of y'all gonna be free from some things that has had you bound for so long in your mind. I just thank God for being God. I just thank God for being God. I love him so much. I hope it was something that was said on today to encourage you guys to continue to press.
You really believe him tonight?
To continue to run and to stand on his word. Even though you don't understand it, believe God. And worship him. It confuses the enemy. He want to know why you ain't discombobulated and you worshiping him. Because I know who God is. I know who God is. For real. I love you guys so, so much. I pray it was something that was said today to encourage you. And to build up your faith. To know.
And though you may not
what you speak has power.
There's a purpose. There's a plan.
Thank you, Jesus.
So highly worship.
Thank you, Jesus.
He'll bring you through it all.
Thank you, Jesus.
You believe that tonight?
I love y'all so much.
You can make.
I want everybody to get up and touch somebody and say, I touch and agree. God's word is declared. Come on, y'all. I touch and agree. God's word is declared. I touch and agree. Come and touch my hand, too. Everybody come and touch my hand. I touch and agree that everything that God spoke is declared. Touch one another. I touch and agree that everything that God said is decreed and declared. I touch and agree, baby, that everything that God has said, I touch and agree, baby, that everything that God said is declared and decreed. Come on, I touch and agree that everything that God said and declared, it is so. It is so. I touch and agree, baby, that everything that God declared and declared, it is so. You hear me? Everything that God decreed and declared, it is so. I touch and agree. I want to be able to touch everybody here. I touch and agree that everything that he said is decreed and declared. I touch and agree. Did I touch everybody? Did I? Everybody. I touch and agree. Because I know his word is true. I believe God. I believe I'm going to be riding that Tesla. I touch you. Because y'all know a Tesla can drive itself. The Lord promised her a Tesla. Because she can't drive. So you tell me he looking out. Come on. Just for her, I'm just saying. I believe God. See, people think this stuff sounds far-fetched and it's too good to be true. God is good and everything that he says is true. I believe God. He has proven himself to me, baby. I believe God. I touch and agree. That everything that he says is true. Everything. Healing, deliverance, freedom, prosperity, and all the stuff, long life. You can make it through the pain. We can make it. Yeah. Only thing I be wanting to hear y'all say from now on, I'm blessed. I'm just blessed. Going in, coming out, inside out, all around, everything I touch and everybody attached to me. We blessed. I believe God. Thank you, Jesus. I love you guys so much. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody need any envelopes, please raise your hand. Get enough for everybody and pass them out while you're going back there, please. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible declares that we ought to give God 10% of our increase. So if you get a dollar, you just want a dime. God is not greedy. If you get a thousand, you just want a hundred. God is not a greedy God. He says in the book of Malachi, "For I am the Lord and I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." He's talking about us, y'all. "Even from the days of your fathers, you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, said the Lord of hosts. But ye say, wherein shall we return?" He's talking about doing what is required of us. Me, you, him, her, they, we, all of us. He says, "Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee?" He say, "In tithes and offering." Tithes and offering are two different things. Tithes is the 10%. The offering is what the Lord put on your heart. He said, "If we don't do it, you are cursed with the curse." So you're not cursed once but twice. "For ye have robbed me, even this whole nation," and we all have. Me, you, him, her, they, we, and us. He said, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now." There go that now, y'all. He said, "Try me, said the Lord of hosts, if I would not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there should not be room enough to receive. He talking about that overflow. That song right on time. I'm expecting that overflow, baby. I'm expecting every promise that he gave me. I'm expecting healing in my man, in my body, in my home, in my families, and even on my job concerning my enemies. I'm expecting a check in the mail. I don't know when it's coming, but I'm expecting it. I'm expecting, baby, I'm expecting it to be a millionaire because he said it, no billionaire. I'm expecting it. I'm expecting him to do everything that he said. Why? Because he is not a God that shall lie. He says, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. He's talking about the creditor. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, said the Lord of hosts. He's talking about he's going to sustain you. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, said the Lord of hosts. People going to be looking at you, thinking that you rich. Baby, because you, we could, people could look at you and think you got so much, and they don't even know. The Bible says that was going to happen. You understand what I'm saying?